Perek Vav Mishnah Hey. We have learned earlier in Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud Gimel that Shloishuk Sarim Heim, there are three crowns. Keser Torah, the crown of Torah, Keser Kohuna, the crown of priesthood, the Keser Malchus, and the crown of kingdom. And in our Mishnah, we are going to now compare these three crowns. Says the Mishnah, G'doyla Torah Yoyser Min HaKohuna U'min HaMalchus. The crown of Torah is greater than that of Kohuna and Malchus. And the Mishnah does it by comparing the numbers that are related to each one. Shehamalchus niknes b'shloishim malos. Kingdom is acquired with 30 prerogatives. V'ha-kohuna and priesthood be'esrim v'arba, which refers to the 24 matnas kohuna, the 24 different presents that are given by Klal Yisrael to the Kohanim. However, concerning Torah, v'ha-Torah niknes ba'arboim u'shmoina dvorim, Torah is acquired through 48 different methods. It is necessary to have all 48 in order for a person to properly acquire Torah. So on a simple level, the Mishnah is comparing what it takes to acquire Torah, the number 48, which is much larger than the number associated with Malchus or with Kehuna. Concerning the 30 of Malchus, we find this in Shmuel Aleph Perek Ches, where the Navi speaks about the different items that a king is entitled to. And furthermore, we find in the second Perek of Sanhedrin 30 different abilities that a melech has as opposed to any regular person. We'll just mention a few of them just to get a flavor. The Mishnah there says, melech loidon, a king doesn't judge. And secondly, v'loidonim oisoi, we don't judge a king. Thirdly, loimeyed, he doesn't testify. Fourth, loimeyed noisoi, we don't testify on him. And so on and so forth. 30 different special halachas that pertain to a king. As far as Kohuna is concerned, this we find in Bava Kama, Perek, Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, and in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, where the 24 Matnas Kohuna are enumerated. There are 10 that are associated with the Beis HaMikdash itself, 4 are in Yerushalayim, and another 10 outside of Yerushalayim. So on a simple understanding, it's just the number that is greater concerning acquiring Torah. However, Rabbi Wein in his Sefer on Pirkei Avos points out that there is a fundamental difference in the nature of these numbers, because the numbers that are associated with Malchus and Kohuna are numbers of items of entitlement. If a person is born as a Kohen, automatically he's entitled to receive 24 Matnas Kohuna. And if a king inherits the throne from his father, automatically he's entitled to these 30 different milos, these 30 different prerogatives. Whereas when it comes to Limud HaTorah, there, number one, it's open to any person. Anyone who wants to acquire the crown of Torah is able to acquire it, but it takes tremendous effort and diligence. And as we said, a total of 48 different items that are necessary in order to make a permanent kinyan in Torah. There are some Mishnayos which will have all 48 in one Mishnah. The Mishnayos that we are following here in the Mishnah Muvaorois of Kohati divide the milos to be acquired Torah into two sections. This Mishnah has 24 of those items, and the following Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, has another 24. The Medrash Shmuel points out that there is a fundamental difference between the two Mishnayos. In our Mishnah, every item begins with the letter Beis. Whereas in the next Mishnah, we find that these are attributes of the person who is learning Torah. And the Medrash Shmuel explains that this Mishnah that we're learning now is all a continuation of the phrase "Vatorah niknes bi'arba ushmay nedvarim," and it's teaching you what are those 48 items. It's b'Talmud, b'Shmiyas Eisen, b'Arichas Vasayim, as we're going to learn each one of these milas. So the first 24 are how one acquires the Torah. The next Mishnah, the last 24, are once you've acquired the Torah, how do you protect the Torah, that it's not taken away from you, that it's not forgotten, that you have a permanent connection with the Torah. And that has to do with the 24 milos, the 24 attributes of the person who learns Torah properly. So let us begin the first 24, which are the actual methods of acquiring Torah. And the first one is b'Talmud, learning. My Rebbe, Rav Mordechai Gifter Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Telz, used to say that you could see sometimes people are discussing different Rosh Yeshivas, different ways of learning, and he would say in Yiddish, Meret vegen lernen unisht in lernen. We are speaking about learning, but not in learning. As my Rebbe, Rav Naftali Friedler Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Samson Fall Hirsch in Washington Heights, as he would say it, a ganav is nish der was ken ganvenin, a ganav is der was ganavt. A robber is not one who's able to rob, a robber is one who actually robs. And so too, someone who learns is not someone who knows how to learn, but someone who actually learns. And therefore, the first fundamental way to acquire Torah is b'Talmud. One has to learn. And this means with shkida v'hasmada, with tremendous diligence, and as we saw the great Shaktun, that's what he was called, Hagoyin Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, who didn't miss a minute of learning constantly from his early youth until his patira, every minute in Limud HaTorah. Hasmada, diligence, not wasting time. And others say that Talmud is Limud, to learn it from everyone, to learn from a Rebbe, to learn Ezu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam. That's Talmud. The second mile is Shmiyas Oizen, attentive listening, that a person should listen very carefully to his Rebbeim. And some explain that this means that the way a person acquires Torah is by speaking out the words of Torah, that one hears what he is saying, and not just to read the text and think about it, but actually to verbalize it and speak it out. Here, Shmiyas Oizen means not just listening, but hearing, attentive listening. One can hear something and it doesn't penetrate. So that's Shmiyas Oizen. The third mala is Arichas Sefasayim, and this is articulate speech, that a person should review his learning very often until the words of Torah are proficient without any mistakes. And he does this by constantly reviewing and having the Torah sharp on his tongue. The fourth mile is Binas Halev. A person should think carefully, intuitive understanding into what he is learning. He should be a maven dover mitoich dover, understand one thing from another, and he should concentrate and focus his attention on the words of Torah that he is learning, so that his heart truly understands what he is learning. The fifth way to be kohen Torah is sichlus halev, that a person should attempt to go into the depths of the matter that he is learning. The sixth kinyan of Torah is be'ema, that he should have fear of his Rebbe on himself. The seventh one is yira, that he should have fear of Hashem, as the pasuk says in Tillim, Perek Kuf Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud, Reish is Chachma, Yiras Hashem. The beginning of all wisdom is the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The eighth one is Ba'anava, that a person should be an Anav and a Shval Ruach, and he will not be embarrassed to learn Torah from anyone, even someone who is lower than him. As the Gemara says in Tainis, of Zayin and Mebeis, Lama Nimshala Divrei Torah L'mayim, why is Torah compared to water? Loimalach, to teach you. Ma mayim anicha makam gavoya v'hoch l'makam namach. Just like water goes from a high place to a low place, it flows downwards. Ach af divrei Torah emes kaimen el b'misha dai teshvela. So too the words of Torah are only kept by someone who has a low bearing and not a haughty bearing. The ninth kinyan Torah is besimcha, because when a person is sameach, he's happy, his heart widens, and his seichel becomes sharper, and his memory becomes more proficient. This is what simcha does to a person. He's able to incorporate within himself more of Torah HaKadosha. The tenth one is Shimush Chachamim, that he serves wise men. He serves Tamidi Chachamim, that through serving Tamidi Chachamim, he learns from their words and from their actions. As the Gemara says in Brachas of Zayin and Mebeis, Gedoyla Shimusha Yaisim Limuda, serving a Talmud Chacham is even greater than learning from a Talmud Chacham, because not only are you helping the Rebbe, but you're learning so much from his everyday language and actions. And so we find by Yeshua, that Yeshua was nar lo yamish mitoch ha'il. He was a young lad who did not go away from the tent of Moshe. He was constantly at Moshe's side. And because of that, he was zocha to inherit the leadership of Klal Yisrael after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, and to accept from Moshe the Mesoras HaTorah, as the Sifri tells us in Parshas Pinchas. The 11th is Bedikto Chaverim, that he carefully, with his friend together, analyzes the words that he has learned from his Rebbe, and by carefully analyzing it, he understands what his Rebbe said. And some explain, as the Sefer Emunah Shmuel tells us, that he is careful, diktuk, in which chaverim he associates with, that they should have proper midos, and they should have a glatta kop, a straight head, in limudat Torah, and that will enhance his own Torah and Yirat Shamayim. The 12th is bepilpul atalmidim, that through the questions and the answers that are generated by the questions of the talmidim, the Rebbe learns from them. As the Gemara in Tainis of Zayin Amid Aleph says on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Gimel Yudches, Eitz Chaim Hilam Achzikim Ba, the Torah is a tree of life to those who hold on to the Torah. Says the Gemara there, Lama Nimshla Torah, L'Eitz, why is Torah compared to a tree? Ma Eitz Kot Madag Zagol, just like a small tree causes a large one to become a flame. Af Tamidi Chacham K'tanim Mechadad Demesagdolim, the small Tamidi Chacham, they sharpen the great Talmidei Chachamim. The next Maila is B'Yishuv. This is number 13. B'Yishuv means that a person should tehei daitoi miyusheves olav, that a person should have his mind calm with the ability to focus clearly on the words of Torah. The Tferes Yisrael says B'Yishuv means that he should be a baki b'yeshiva shel olam. He should know what's going on in the world concerning the sciences, so that he can use the information from science in proper understanding of technical aspects that the halacha covers. The 14th one is B'Mikra. And this is that a person should be a baki in the 24 Sforim of Tanakh. The 15th one is B'Mishnah. He should be a Baki in Mishnayis, because Mishnayis is the Yisod of Halacha and Torah Shebal Peh, the Oral Torah. The 16th one is Miuchina. He should not have a lot of sleep. He should be Memayet in his sleep, because if a person sleeps too much, not only is he wasting the precious commodity of time, but it leads a person to be in a lazy state. However, if a person sleeps too little, that can cause him to be weak. And therefore, Chachamim gave us a amount which the Rambam in Halacha codifies, and that is 8 hours. And they based it on a pasuk in Iyuv, Gimel Gimel, Yashanti, I slept, Oz Yanuachli. Then it was comfortable for me. The gematria of the word Oz is 8. 8 is not too much sleep and not too little sleep. That is, the Rambam says, healthy and proper for a person in his quest of Limud Torah. The 17th one is B'miyut Sicha, that he does not talk much about secular matters, as the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yotes Amud Beis, tells us, V'dibar Tabam, you should speak in the words of Torah, V'lo B'dvar Mecherim, and not with in other matters. The 19th one, the 18th one is B'miyut Tainug, that he does not have many pleasures of the body. He doesn't eat or drink excessively, because a little to sustain his body, he eats healthy foods, that's good. And if a person eats in excess, and it's not healthy for a body and is not conducive to proper Limud HaTorah. The 19th, B'miyut Tzchoik, having a small amount of laughter. Because laughter, as we have learned before in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Gimel, Tzchoik v'kalas roish margilus adam l'erva, that laughter and lightheadedness can lead a person to commit acts of Gilui Arayis. However, the Mishnah says miyutzchayk, that a small amount is permissible and can be used to produce Limud HaTorah, as we find that the great Talmid Chacham used to begin their shir with a mili de beduchasa, a matter that evoked laughter in the Talmidim, and that brought about that they opened up their minds and their hearts to accept the shir that the Rebbe was about to impart to them. The 20th is B'miyut Derech Eretz, that a person is limited in the amount of his interaction with other people concerning other matters away from Torah and mitzvahs. The 21st is B'Erech Apayim. He goes away from Kas, as Chazal tells us, M'sachim Dav Samach Vav Amud Beis, Kol Adam HaKoyis, any person who gets angry, M'chachmu, if he's a wise man, Chachmasim Mistalekas B'men, whose wisdom is taken away from him. And it says also in the Dorim, Dav Chav Beis Amud Beis, Kol HaKoyis, whoever gets angry, M'shacheach Talmudoi, he forgets his learning, U'moisif Tipshus, he adds foolishness to himself. The 22nd one is B'Lev Toiv. He has a good heart, he has no jealousy or hatred for other people, and then his heart is not full of hatred and jealousy, but rather it is open to the words of Torah. The 23rd is Emunas Chacham. He believes in what the Chacham tell him, even though at times he may not understand what they are saying, but he accepts with a complete faith what his Chachamim are telling him. And the 24th, the last B, this is the last one in which, as we explained from the Medrash Shmuel, one acquires Torah, is B'Kabbalas HaYisurin, that he accepts any misfortune that befalls him with love of Hashem. He doesn't think why Hashem is doing this to him. As the Gemara in Brachos Daf Hei Amud Aleph tells us, Sholosh Matanos Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem gave 3 gifts to Bnei Yisrael, and they were all given with Yisurim, with suffering, and they are Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba, the world to come. And when a person has Yisurim, the Yisurim should not take him away from Limud Torah. But because he has such a desire to acquire Torah and to become proficient in Torah, he keeps on learning even though he's having Yisurim, as the Pasuk in Tilim Tzadik Dalet Yud Bey states, Ashrei HaGever Asher Tiyasrenu Ka, fortunate is the person who Hashem makes him suffer, and yet, Umitaroscha Talamdenu, and yet he does not leave the Torah, he stays diligently learning the Torah. These are the first 24 items that are necessary in order for a person to acquire Torah. In the next Mishnah, we will learn the last 24, which help a person preserve the Torah that he has acquired. Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. As we explained from the Medrash Shmuel, the last Mishnah discusses 24 ways that one is Kona Torah. All of them begin with a Beis, that the Torah is Niknes Be, Talmud, Be Shmias Oizen, Be Arichas Vasayim, etc. Those are the 24 ways in which you're Kona Torah. And this Mishnah, which is part of the 48 ways to be Kona Torah, these last 24 are not beginning with the letter Beis, but rather they are attributes of the person who has acquired Torah, and he knows how to protect the Torah from losing the Torah. And these are the 24 that we're going to discuss in this Mishnah. And we will follow the numeration based on the first 24. And so the first item in our Mishnah, Hamakar's Mekayma, will be the 25th Mila of Torah, beginning the last 24, which teach us how to protect from losing the Torah we've acquired with the first 24. So number 25 is Hamakir Es Mekomoy. A person knows his place, and he doesn't say a svora in front of someone who's greater than him in wisdom. Hasameich Bechelkoy. A person is satisfied with his lot in life, and he doesn't leave Torah in order to do more and more business just to acquire more wealth so that he can have more of the pleasures of this world. He's happy with the lot that Hashem gave him, and he is able to spend much of his day in Limud HaTorah. And others say that he thanks Hashem, Shesamta Chalkeinu Miyoshri Beis HaMedrash, you have given us the ability to be in the Beis HaMedrash and learn Torah. Number 27 is Ha'oisa Siyog LaTorah, that a person puts a limit to his words. He is careful in what he says, that he shouldn't come to a mistake. If he's a Rebbe, he's concise in his teaching, as the Gemara tells us, that a person should always teach his students b'derech tzora, in a concise manner. Number 28, ve'eino machzik toiv la'atzmoy, he doesn't take credit for himself over the fact that he has learned much Torah. Number 29, ve'ohuv, he is beloved by people because of his actions and his character traits and his way of life. Number 30, Oyeves HaMokim, he loves Hashem, and because of that, he learns Hashem's Torah with love, and such a person, Hashem reveals to him the secrets of the Torah. Number 31, Oyeves HaBriyos, he loves people, and he's makarv them to Torah. The Gra and Rashi tells us, that the next one, Oyeves HaTzdokos, according to them, we are not goris in our Mishnah. There are others who are goris. It means that he loves to do acts of kindness and righteousness. Number 32, Oyeves HaTzdokos, he loves reproof when others try to make him better. Number 33, Oyeves HaMishorim, he loves to do things in Darchei Yosher, to do things as a Yosher, a straight person, not wheeling and dealing. Number 34, Mitzrachik Min HaKavod, that if people want to give him Kavod because of the Torah that he has learned, he distances himself from it because he's not learning for the honor, he's learning because of his love of Torah. Number 35, V'loy Megis Liboy B'Talmudai, and he doesn't become arrogant because of his learning. Number 36, Ve'ena Samech Barah, if a shayla is brought to him that he should give a psak din, he's not happy and boastful about it. Look, they're bringing me a Shiloh the Paskin. But rather, he's very fearful that, God forbid, he will make a mistake. As the Gemara in Yevamah Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis tells us, La'olam yira hadayin atzma kilu cherev munachas le'ben yirachaysav. A judge should always view as if a sword is between his thighs. The Gehenim psucha mitachtav, and underneath him is the Gehenim. And we have also learned earlier in Perek Dalad, Mishnah Zion of Pirkei Avos, Hagas libi baro, a person who's arrogant when it comes to give a psak, to render a decision. Shaiti is a fool, Russian, an evil person, Vegas Ruach, and he is arrogant. The Einai continues the Mishnah with number 37. Noisei ba'oil im chaveroi. He is mishtatif with the pain of his friend, and he helps him, whether it's physically, whether it's monetarily, whether it's to give him a good advice. He takes a part in his friend's pain and suffering. Number 30. Eight is machriel kavschus, that he's always done his friend lekavschus. If his friend did something that looks maybe wrong, he's done lekavschus that there was a reason why he did it. Number 39, mamidoy ala emes. If he sees that his friend is making a mistake in a dvar halacha, so he tells him, he points out to him his mistake in order that he should bring him to the truth. Number 40, mamidoy ala sholem. That if his friend argues with him and continues to debate with him, he tries to show him that it's not a personal dispute that I'm having with you. We're both trying to find the truth, and he tries to lead him in a peaceful manner to the truth, not that it should become a personal fight between them. Number 41, Misyashev Liboy B'Talmudoy. He learns with Yishuv Hadas, and he learns with deliberation. He thinks deliberately and not in a haphazard manner. Number 42, Shoyel Umeshiv. He doesn't just ask questions in a pugnacious manner, but rather he asks questions to seek the truth, and he asks and he tries to answer even his own questions. His purpose, if he hears a shir, is not to show his superiority over the person who's delivering the shir. If he asks a question, it's to understand the truth, and sometimes he'll even try to answer his own question. Number 43, Shemeya Umoisif. He listens very carefully to the Divrei Torah that others are saying, and he adds a little bit of his own. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes, Tein L'chacham V'yechem Oit. Give Torah to a wise man, and he will add to that knowledge of Torah. Number 44, Haloyman Amanas Lalamid, that he reviews his learning and he teaches it to others, and thereby he keeps a protection from not losing his Torah. Number 45, Haloyman Amanas Lasis. He doesn't learn just theoretically, but he learns in order to put it into practice, and thereby he goes through every detail of the halacha so that he should do it correctly. Number 46, Hamachkimas Raboy, that he asks very good questions, which forces Rebbe to review the subject matter, delve into it deeper, and come up with a fitting answer to the very excellent question. So this makes his Rebbe smarter. Number 47, Vamachavin Hashem Osoy, that he thinks very carefully to understand what his various Rebbeim have said, and that there shouldn't be a contradiction between one and the other. And finally, the 48th one is Va'oimer Davar B'Shem Omroi. He says something in the name of what someone else said. He doesn't make it as if it's his own. Although the Chassam Sofer once said, I don't mind if you say my things, my chedushim in your name, but please don't say your chedushim in my name. Hola maritoi, you have already learned, says the Mishnah, Shekola Oimer Dover B'Shem Omrei, whoever says over something in the name of the original person who said it, and he doesn't take credit for it himself, Mevi Gul Olam, bring salvation to the world, redemption, Shenemar. The Pasuk says in Esther, Perek Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis, Vatoimer Esther, Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai, that Esther said it over to the king in the name of Mordechai, and by the fact that she brought Mordechai's good deed to the attention of the king, this eventually led to the geula of Klal Yisrael at that time from the gzeira of Haman. And it's very important in Limud HaTorah to say over from who you heard this item being said, as the Kehelas Rabbah tells us, Im Eina Talmud Rogu Loimer Shmu Mishmoy Shel Rabboi. If a Talmud doesn't say over in the name of his Rebbe what he learned, Lamacher Tomorrow Terasa Mishtakechas, he loses his Torah. And therefore, this is certainly a very important protection in keeping Torah. And so we find in the Medrash Tanchuma and Bamidbar, Kol Mi She'ena Omer Davar Shel Torah B'Shem Omer, whoever doesn't say words of Torah in the name of the person who said it, Olav HaKosav Omer, Al Tigzel Dal, don't steal from a poor person, Ki Dalhu, he's poor, he has nothing. What does he have? He has Divrei Torah. You heard a Dvar Torah from him. Say it over in his name and don't say it in your own name. This brings us to a conclusion of the 48 different ways that a person acquires Torah and keeps the Torah, that it doesn't get lost. We have learned it in a very superficial manner. And if one wants to learn in depth each of these 48 dvorim through which the Torah can be acquired, I know of two sources. I'm sure there are many others. One of them, Rav Matasio Solomon Shlita, the Mashgiach of Beis Medrash Gavoa in Lakewood, has written a sefer, two-volume sefer, on the 48 ways to be Kona Torah. And Yubal Mechaim L'Chaim, Rav Noach Weinberg Zitzal, has also 48 ways to acquire Torah, which are on tape recordings. And through this, a person can gain an in-depth analysis of each of these 48 ways to be Kona Torah.